And now let's take you to the basketball stadium with Andy Middleton.
City High School, it is Class 3 District 6 boys action. Clark County Indian basketball is on the air. Hi again, everybody. I am Andy Middleton, and I'm going to tell you before we go any further, I've got about 25% battery on my phone. I got here earlier and was hooking all the equipment up, and when I plugged my charger in, it wasn't charging my phone, and on closer inspection, the dog had been using it for a chew toy. So all my efforts to procure a backup charger have failed. So we're going to go as far as we can. I don't know if 25% will get us all the way to the end, but we're sure going to try. And that's all I've got to say about that in the words of Forrest Gump. It is Clark County, the number 6 seed, taking on the number 3 seed Highland Cougars. Exciting game earlier tonight. The first game tonight, South Shelby beat Mark Twain 50-47 on a buzzer-beater three. So let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors, the number 6 seed Clark County Indians, they go with Bowden Klein. He's a junior. Gage Winters, a junior. Carter Briscoe is a junior. Zach McGrew, a senior. And Drayson Daniels, a junior. The Indians 3-21. They're coached by Dennis Dent. For the Highland Cougars, usual suspects for them, Alex Meyer, 6-foot senior. Brandon Holder, a 5'11 senior. Robert Gale, a 6-foot senior. Cameron Bringer, a 6'2 senior. And Drew Mallett, a 6'2 senior. The Cougars, 16-9, and they are coached by Brock Butler. So it will be Mallett to jump it up against Carter Briscoe. Sit back, relax, enjoy Clark County Indian basketball. And your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM, FM Memphis. Ball goes up, tip is controlled by the Cougars. Gale with it. Gale, as Clark County comes out man-to-man, Gale between the two circles. Now wing for Bringer. Into the corner for Meyer. Dribble drive to the block. His pass knocked away, picked up by Daniels. Indians the other way as Klein across the timeline. Klein between the two circles. Klein dribble drive to the free throw line to the left block. Turn around and poked away from him. Picked up by Gale. He'll get it for Holder. And along the baseline is Cameron Bringer. For Mallett in the paint. Quick hands by the Indians. Meyer with it, right wing on three. Between the circles for Gale. Gale directing traffic. Backs it off to the center circle. Winner of this game is going to get Palmyra on Thursday in the semifinals. Meyer with it. He'll try a three-pointer on the way off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Cameron Bringer. Now dribble drive. Alex Meyer in the lane. Missed the shot, drew the foul. The foul is on Drayson Daniels. His first, team's first. Into the free throw line goes Alex Meyer. Meyer, first free throw. On the way. Got it. First point of the night for Meyer, and Highland draws first blood. Alex Meyer. Free throw on the way. He missed it, and out with the rebound. Okay, missed that one. Okay. Well, it's showing Chase Webster's in the ball game, wearing number 23, but Coach Dent didn't have him in the starting lineup I got. But at any rate, Alex Meyer for Highland with it. Now Bringer back to Meyer, right wing beyond three. Holder between the circles. Go to the left side for Robert Gale. Now dribble drive along the left baseline. Bringer won't go down. Daniels with a rebound, and Clark County the other way. And they're leading 2-1. This Gage Winters made that shot down there. So Daniels in the backcourt. for Webster between the two circles. Poked away from him, got it back. Now dribble drive, handoff to, that's another new guy in the ball game. Connor Pearl's in the ball game. It's been one of those nights, folks. One of those, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. Three-pointer on the way. Carter Briscoe in and out, no good. Gale out with a rebound. Here comes Hyland in a hurry. Gale pulls up left wing beyond three between the circles for Bringer. Now Meyer, right wing beyond three. Top of the key for Gale. Dribble drive down the side of the key. Give it out to Myers. Lost the handle on the basketball. Taken out of there by Klein. Klein, Daniels left block up and in. Grayson Daniels has two. A three-point Clark County lead, 5:05 to play in the first quarter. As Holder, between the circles, poked away, got it back. Now Gale thought about a three, top of the key for Bringer. Bringer drives the key. Baseline three from Holder won't go down. Daniels out with a rebound. Outlet pass to Klein. Ahead for Briscoe, right side, right wing beyond three. Into the corner it goes for Klein. Now he'll bring it out to the wing. And to the, between the two circles. Give it to Daniels. Top of the key. Ball fake. Pass for Connor Pearl on the right side. At the block for Briscoe. Tries to back Holder in. Back out to Bowden Klein, right wing. He'll drive it to the free throw line. Now between the circles for Webster. And poked away from him. Got it back, though. Just about carried it. Now poked out of bounds again by Robert Gale. It stays with the Indians. And now Coach Dent wants a timeout. With 4:05 to play in the first quarter, it's Clark County 4, Highland 1. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 Schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 Schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County Midget Teams.
Welcome back, Monroe City High School, Class 3. District 6 basketball tournaments, the guys' turn. We had the ladies' night last night. It's boys' night out tonight. As we come out of the timeout, Clark County with the basketball. Bowden Klein will walk it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Hyland. Daniels between the circles. Now Pearl with it, right wing beyond three. Pearl for Webster between the circles. And now on the try to find Klein on the left block. Bobbled it, but Pearl on the other side puts it up and in. 2 points for Connor Pearl, a 6-1 Clark County lead is Brandon Holder. Now Gale will drive the paint, spin move, kick it out to Bringer. And now Gale, three-pointer on the way, skips across the rim. Daniels high for the rebound. Outlet to Bowden Klein. Clark County the other way, leading by five, 3:19 to play in the first quarter. Daniels pops out, has Briscoe in the paint, missed the shot. Gale out with a rebound. Hyland wants to run. And Gale gets bailed out. A little out of control. Gets bailed out by a foul by Bowden Klein. Klein's first, team second. Into the ballgame comes Gage Winters. As Gale with it, top of the key to the free throw line, along the baseline for Cameron Bringer, and lays it up and in. 2 points for Bringer, and it's a three-point Clark County lead with the basketball. Winters for Klein across the timeline, pulls up left wing beyond three. Now he'll back it out between the two circles. Bounce pass for Briscoe, right wing beyond three. He works against Gale, poked away, picks it up. Daniels at the block off glass, missed it. Pinballs out. Mallet with the rebound. Outlet pass stolen away by Klein. He missed the shot through the foul. It was on the floor. It was after the shot. No, it was that they called that on Bowden Klein. That's his second. So Highland with it, trailing by three, 2:22 to play in the first quarter. Gale for Meyer, right wing beyond three. Try to alley-oop to Gale, and couldn't get it to go, but Gale got the rebound. Now Mallett, skip pass for Bringer. He'll find Meyer, 15-footer up, skips across the rim, and out with the rebound is Bowden Klein. Clark County the other way, under two to play, leading by three. Into the corner for Briscoe as Jonathan Shin set to check in. Bad pass stolen away ahead to Myers. Layup up and in. Alex Meyer with 3 points. And it's a one-point Clark County lead with the basketball. Bowden Klein will work against pressure from Alex Meyer. Ahead to Briscoe. He'll try a three-pointer. Too hard off the back iron. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Mallett. Mallett one-on-one in the paint to the rack. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. And Drew Mallett will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. See who the foul is on. It's on Gage Winters, his first, team's fourth, and Mallett hits the first. Webster back in. Connor Pearl's going to sit down. And coming in for Highland was Devin Stutzman. Drew Mallett with another free throw. Free throw up. Got them both. 2 points for Drew Mallett. And a one-point Highland lead. Gage Winters motors across the timeline. Winters to the top of the key. And now left wing for Shin. Webster between the two circles to the right wing. Into the corner. Was looking for Briscoe. Poked away by Gale, but last touch by Briscoe. Highland with it, a minute eight in the first quarter. Get it in to Bringer, and he'll hand back off to Robert Gale. Gale, now Bringer, on the wing for Alex Meyer. Bounce pass at the block. Mallett just goes up strong. Did two laps around the rim and popped out. And now Shin with it. Oh, has Daniels with the left block. Put it up and in. Nice look from Shin. He gets the dime. And Drayson Daniels has four. Clark County by one. Highland with the basketball. Meyer top of the key. Now Stutzman for Gale in the backcourt. Baseline for Cameron Bringer. He'll bring it to the wing, get it to Mallett at the high post, and a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get it on Daniels. Nope, they're going to call it on Jonathan Shin, his first, team's fifth. Highlands basketball out of bounds under their own basket. Inbounded to Mallett along the baseline. One dribble. He got back to Gale. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. And they're going to get Drayson Daniels over the back. That's two on Drayson. And 16 fouls. So Gale will again inbounded under his own basket. Bounce past Mallett. 10-footer wouldn't go down. Webster out with a rebound, looks for an outlet, has Stutzman, or Jonathan Shin, rather. Now Shin with it, right wing beyond three, into the corner for Briscoe. Tried to get it into Daniels, he's fouled from behind by Devin Stutzman. His first, just the first Highland foul. So Carter Briscoe will inbound it under his own basket. Lobs it in for Shin. Now Webster. Bounce pass Daniels at the free throw line for Winters. Somebody needs to take a shot. Nobody even looked to shoot. And that's how we end the first quarter with a score. Clark County 8, Highland 7. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Welcome back, Monroe City High School, Class 3 District 6 basketball tournament, quarterfinal game, Clark County Indian basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. We start the second quarter, Clark County with the basketball, leading by one, and Daniels with it. As they whip it around, three-pointer on the way from the left wing, Gage Winters would not go down. Clark County the other way as Meyer. And now Mallett in the backcourt. Gale will get it right wing for Bringer. Bringer, Gale now top of the key. Bounce pass Mallett at the block. Takes right around Grayson Daniels up and in. And now a little full court press. It's Gage Winters. Winters motors across the timeline. Lost a handle on the basketball. And stolen away, Alex Meyer, layup up and in. 5 points for Alex Meyer. And Clark County the other way, trailing now by 3 points. Whistle and a foul. The foul is on Alex Meyer, his first, team second. And now another steal. This time Bringer, left-hand layup up and in. 4 points for Cameron Bringer. And I think I've been calling... I think Zach McGrew has changed jerseys on me. So Mallett with the rebound as I try to get everything. Like I say, it's been one of those days. The other end, fast break layup is Devin Stutzman. And all of a sudden, Highland's gone on an 8-0 run here. 6:01 to play in the first half. They lead it 15-8. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Back at Monroe City High School, Class 3, District 6 basketball tournament, Clark County Indian basketball on KMEM. We come out of the timeout. Indians with it. They find Daniels at the left block. Missed the shot. Stutzman made him alter it. Stutzman with the rebound. Ahead to Bringer. Bringer to the left block. Out to Stutzman. Now top of the key for Gale. Into the corner, Bringer. For Mallett, turnaround, 8-footer up and in. You don't want Drew Mallett getting hot on you. He's got 6. 17-8 Highland. As Winters across the timeline, Daniels now block for Briscoe. Got the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. He'll shoot a pair. The foul on Cameron Bringer, his first, team's third. And to the free throw line goes Carter Briscoe. Free throw up. Got it. First point of the night for Carter Briscoe as back into the ballgame. Connor Pearl also back in. Bowden Klein. Grayson Daniels will get a breather, and Gage Winters will have a seat as well. Briscoe, second one on the way. Got them both. 2 points for Carter Briscoe. 17-9, Highland with the lead in the basketball. Gale in a hurry. Ahead to Myers. Myers going to take it right at Connor Pearl. Missed the shot, drew the foul. First foul on Connor Pearl. And to the free throw line goes Alex Meyer. 5 looking for 6 and 7. Myers already one out of two from the free throw line. First one up, got it. Coming into the ball game for the Cougars. Back in, Brandon Holder. And Bringer will get a seat. Alex Meyer. Trying to make it a 9-point lead for Highland. Free throw up, got them both. 7 points for Cameron Bringer. 19-10, Highland with the lead. Clark County of the basketball. Klein across the timeline, pulls up between the two circles. Tried to force one into Pearl. Stolen away by Gale. And now Myers, high arcing three-pointer, goes down. 10 points for Alex Meyer. Getting set to check in for Clark County, Tristan Pitford. As McGrew with it between the two circles. Bounce pass, Connor Pearl in the block. Turn around, put it up, missed it. High for the rebound is Holder. Holder, long pass ahead to Alex Meyer, who give up Gale. No look pass, Mallett. And Mallett from 10 feet out. 24-10. Get it ahead to Shin, right wing beyond three. McGrew between the circles. And now Briscoe takes it to the top of the key in the paint for Pearl. Back to Briscoe. Deep three-pointer on the way. Missed it. And Mallett out with a rebound. Outlets to Meyer. Ahead to Gale. He'll try a three-pointer. Missed it. And high for the rebound, Bowden Klein. And Klein will bring it up for the Indians. Under four to play in the first half. Pearl at the right block and lost it out of bounds. Drew Mallett's going to get a breather. Cameron Bringer back into the ball game. 3:55 to play in the first half. A 14-point Highland lead. Gale will walk it across the timeline. Gale between the two circles. Bounce pass at the high post for Stutzman. Back to Gale. Now bounce pass for Bringer at the high post. Bringer will take it right at Carter Briscoe. Missed the shot. Good defense by Briscoe. As Shin across the timeline. And spin and move in the paint. And lay it up, Tristan Pitford. 2 for Pitford. 24-12. It's Meyer with it along the right baseline. Back out to Gale. Swing it around to Bringer. And now Stutzman will try a three-pointer. Pinball's out. And McGrew with a rebound. McGrew ahead to Pearl. Now wing for Pitford. Now Pearl will try a three-pointer. Airballed it. Now whistle on a foul. I think they're going to get Carter Briscoe with a push. Mallett didn't give much of a break. He gets set to check back in. They do call Briscoe for the personal, and that is 7. So we shoot free throws for our Highland shoots free throws anyway the rest of the way. And Brandon Holder will have a 1 in bonus as first free throw up. Got it. First point of the night for Holder. Back into the ball game comes. Well, see, now I don't know. I'm going to have to go check the scorebook and see whose number is what, because I think we got some different numbers going on. Holder hits them both. 26-12. Highland of the lead, Indians with the basketball. Johnny Shin across the timeline, pulls up right wing. Now he'll bring it back around. And good-looking pass to the left block to and another rebound up and out. Man, he's wearing number 4, which is Zach McGrew's number. But I don't know if we, like I say, we got to Got to check with it at halftime. Floater by Meyer won't go down. At the other end, we get it in the block for Briscoe. Missed the shot, drew the foul. And Carter will go back to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 2 in the first half. The foul was on Alex Meyer, his second. Briscoe hits the first. He's got 3, looking for 4. Free throw up. Missed it too hard off the back iron. Rebound tipped around. And up and in. That was the kid wearing 23. Like someone will check at halftime and see who's wearing what. Now the other end, Mallett, baseline 8-footer, got it. Drew Mallett, just about money inside of 10 feet. Long pass ahead to Shin, pulls up right wing beyond 3. Shin, and now who I think is McGrew between the circles, and he's going to get fouled. See who the foul is on. Drew Mallett, his first, just the 5th team foul. A minute 43 to play in the first half. 28-17 Highland, Clark County with the basketball. And 3-pointer, and that's 23. That's 5. Gale, and now Holder with the right wing beyond 3. Stutzman at the top of the key. Give it up, Alex Meyer, head and shoulder fake to the baseline, up off glass, wouldn't go. And out with a rebound. They get it to Johnny Shin. Shin between the circles. Now Pittsford. And now McGrew between the circles. The free throw line for Briscoe. Now McGrew between the circles, under a minute to play. An 8-point Highland lead. Pittsford got too far under the basket. Now he's in trouble. And a 5-second call, or a 3-second call. In the lane too long. And Robert Gale will walk it across the timeline. See if Highland wants to play for one shot here before halftime. Bringer. Maybe not. Stutzman at the block. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. Foul on 23. And that will send Devin Stutzman to the free throw line. He's got a couple of points. Free throw up. Got it. Rolled around the rim about 8 times before it went down. Rito up. Got them both. He's got 4. And back to a 10-point Highland lead. Shin across the timeline. Shin and now McGrew. Pittsford between the circles. Johnny Shin left baseline. Now he'll bring it out to the wing. Go the other way, McGrew. Jump stop at the free throw line. For Carter Briscoe, left wing beyond 3. I think is Webster with the basketball. Now McGrew, jump stop at the block and a whistle and a foul on the reach. They're going to call that on Bringer, his second, team 6th. So still no 1 in bonus for Clark County. Looking, and inbound pass poked away. Stays with Clark County. Get it in. I believe McGrew, 3-pointer up, won't go. Gale with a rebound. Highland a chance for one more basket, and it's going to have to come from the free throw line as Brandon Holder's shot rejected, but a whistle and a foul. Called on 23. That's 2. So, Brandon Holder, a pair of free throws already. First one up, missed it. two looking for three. Free throw up. Got that one. 3 points for Brandon Holder. 11-point Highland lead. And shot put up. Would not go at the buzzer, and that's how we end the first half with the score. Highland 31, Clark County 20. Back with a halftime in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia. When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Mark Thomas from C&R Markets, the friendly folks. Where you save every day, the CNR way. And if you don't have a CNR rewards card, well, you should sign up today, where you get thank you points every time you shop at CNR. And for the best eating experience, try our Chairman Reserve Choice Angus Beef for the best beef around. Check out the Pick 5 Meat Program for the best deals in town from everyone at CNR Markets. We hope to see you soon at CNR.
Hold on a second. High School Class 3 District 6 quarterfinals, Clark County Indian Basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at the half, and right now it's Highland by 11, 31-20. Clark County was up 8-7 after one, but the Indians were outscored 23-12 in the second. Highland leads it 31-20. Clark County led in scoring by Colin Hunziker's 5 points, 4 points from Drayson Daniels, two from Tristan Pitford, two from Connor Pearl. I got three from Carter Briscoe, and two from Gage Winters. Highland, Drew Mallett and Alex Meyer with 10 apiece, 4 points from Devin Stutzman, four from Cameron Bringer, and three from Brandon Holder. 31-20 at the half. Highland leads it. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Hometown banking for the hometown life. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC. Give me the hometown
life. Welcome back. Monroe City High School, home of Class 3 District 6 basketball tournament. Pretty exciting game. The first game tonight, number 4 South Shelby and number 5 Mark Twain. It was tied at 47 with 2.1 to play. And South Shelby hit a buzzer-beater three to win at 50-47. They will take on top-seeded Monroe City Thursday at 6 o'clock. Palmyra, the number 2 seed, awaits the winner of this game, the 7:30 game, on Thursday. And, by the way, I figured out where, okay, 23 is Colin Hunziker. They have him in the program as 32, and so that's where my confusion lie. And Zach McGrew is wearing, I didn't know if they'd switched jerseys or what, but in the, since Clark County's roster not available in the district tournament program, I have one just from the season, and it shows Colin Hunziker's 32, but it also has the JV numbers, and Chase Webster wears number 23 for the JV, so I thought maybe he'd been called up. But then he's a freshman, and Colin Hunziker does not look like a freshman. So there you have it. My, like I said, it's been one of those days. It, as soon as I realized my charger wasn't going to work and I wasn't going to have a charger for this game and didn't know if we'd have enough phone to get through the whole thing. So far, so good. We might get it in. So we'll see. Girls' side of it. Championship semifinals are set. Top seeded South Shelby will get Monroe City. They were a 29-25 winner over Mark Twain last night. Palmyra, the number 2 seed, gets Highland. The Lady Cougars knocked off Clark County Lady Indians 40-31 last night. I'll be back to the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
And welcome back to Monroe City High School Class 3 District 6 basketball tournament. It's the guys' turn tonight. We had ladies' night last night. It's boys' night out tonight. And as we get set to start the third quarter, number 3 seeded Highland leading number 6 seeded Clark County 31-20. We will have tomorrow on the radio. We won't be here tomorrow because it's girls' championship semifinals. Wednesday, tomorrow, Dad will be in Queen City for the girls' championship semis. And that is Scotland County and Princeton. Hey. And Schuyler County and Canton. Those two games on the radio for you tomorrow night. And I will actually be over there Thursday night for the boys' championship semifinals or the semifinals. Putnam County and the winner those games are going on right now. The winner of Princeton, Scotland County, and then Knox County and the winner of Schuyler Canton will have for you on the radio Thursday night. We start third quarter Highland with the basketball is Holder between the two circles. Now Gale, left wing beyond three. Dribble drive, tried to flip one into Mallett. And he's tied up by Hunziker. So possession arrow is Clark County. Inbound it to Hunziker, and he'll bring it across the timeline. And now Klein with it in the center circle. Now he'll bring it to the right wing beyond three. Turn around, still with a dribble. And Hunziker, dribble drive, free throw line, floater in the paint, tried to bank it home, missed the shot, got his own rebound, goes back up strong with it, missed it. And rebound tipped around, finally out of bounds. They say last touch by Drayson Daniels. So Gale will get it into Bringer, back to Gale, and Robert Gale will bring it up. Long pass ahead to Alex Meyer, right wing beyond three. Meyer, one dribble between the circles for Gale. And now Bringer near midcourt. 2-1-2 zone employed by the Indians. Myers between the two circles. Now Holder, left wing beyond three, back to Mallett between the circles. Now Alex Meyer will try a three-pointer. Too hard. Rebound fought for and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Daniels. So Gale will inbound underneath his own basket. Looking now Bringer along the left baseline. One dribble, handoff Gale. Gale will get it to Myers, top of the key. Bounce pass for Holder, left wing. Touch pass Bringer in the corner. Back to Holder between the circles. Meyer, now Gale, left wing. Skip pass for Holder. Try to pass to Mallett, tipped away, picked up by Bringer. Baseline drive, missed the shot, drew the foul, and Cameron Bringer will shoot a pair. The foul was on Connor Pearl, his first. Bringer with four. Free throw up. Make it five. You'll get another one. Bringer, free throw. On the way. Got them both. 6 points for Cameron Bringer. And now full court pressure. Man-to-man pressure. As Hunziker between the circles for Briscoe. Now Bowden Klein deep in the backcourt. Hunziker between the circles. Hunziker, one dribble, two dribbles. Now to the right wing. Over to Pearl. Pearl to the top of the key. Back to Hunziker on the right side. And ball slapped away from him by Holder. Picked up by Gale. Pass ahead to Meyer. Baseline three. Missed it. But Mallett with the rebound. Goes back up strong. Missed it. And Bringer with a rebound. Now Gale will try a three-pointer, left it short, and Hunziker out with a rebound. Long pass ahead to Klein at the left block, put it out, I'll glass it in. Give the dime to Hunziker. Good finish by Klein. His first two, and it's 33-22. And floater in the paint by Cameron Bringer. He's got eight. 35-22. Bowden Klein across the timeline, ahead to Hunziker. Between the circles for Briscoe. Briscoe dribble drive in the paint, whistle on a foul. It's going to be on the floor, I believe. And it's on Robert Gale. And that's his second, team's first. Deep three-pointer, Hunziker goes down. 8 points for Colin Hunziker. Now Gale, now Meyer on the left side. Holder bounce past Mallett at the high post. He'll dribble down out to Holder to Meyer between the circles. Tried to force one in, batted away, but picked up by Holder. Batted right back to Holder, and he drives the lane, layup up and in. And another turnover by the Indians. We'll give the Cougars the ball back out of bounds in front of their own bench. 4:43 to play in the third, 37-25, Cougars by three. Myers left corner to Bringer, around to Gale. Now Holder right wing beyond three for Mallett between the circles. Skip pass to Gale on the left wing into the corner for Bringer. Tried to force one into Meyer, knocked away by Bowden Klein, out of bounds, stays with Highland. Gale to inbound it. Inbounds it for Meyer, left wing. Dribble drive to the free throw line, back to Holder. Give it to Mallett on the right wing beyond three. Give and go to Mallett to Meyer, and Alex Meyer lays it up and in. He's got 12. Now Briscoe looks for somebody, finds Klein as Johnny Shin gets set to check back in. Klein will jog it across the timeline. Works against Meyer in the backcourt. Now Daniels comes out to help. He stands with it in the backcourt. Now his pass stolen away by Meyer. Meyer to block, layup up and in. Alex Meyer has 14. Bowden Klein motors across the timeline. He's going to take a coast-to-coast, a little baby hook in the paint. Missed it. Gale out with a rebound. Long pass ahead to Meyer, and he's going to be fouled by Carter Briscoe. So back to the free throw line goes Alex Meyer. Second foul on Briscoe. Alex Meyer, 14, looking for 15 and 16. Free throw up. Got it. Shin comes in. And Gage Winters came out, I guess. No, Gage Winters gets set to check back in. As Meyer hits them both, he's got 16. And Shin with the basketball. Shin across the timeline. And his pass. Oh, timeout taken. I was just saying, got a timeout in before the steal. So timeout, Clark County, 3:33 to play in the third. Highland 43, Clark County 25. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hindsight really is 20/20. If I had a dollar for everyone who said they should have went to SEC instead of the Big U, I'd be on a beach right now and not talking to you. That's because you don't realize how painful 15 years of student loans are until you have to repay them, and how some of the best jobs out there don't need a four-year degree. It's your decision, so you owe it to yourself to check out SEC before you choose a college and see if we're right for you. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Welcome back. Monroe City High School Class 3 District 6 Basketball Tournament. Clark County Indian Basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. As we come out of the timeout, Indians with it down 43-25, 3:30 to play in the third. Johnny Shin, he'll get it for Hunziker. Back to Drayson Daniel on the right wing. Into the corner for Winters. Back to Daniel. Poked away from him as he went to the block. Got it back. Put it up off glass and in. Drayson Daniels has six. The other way we go, Alex Meyer took it in against Daniels and draws the foul. That's three on Daniels. Second team foul. Third team foul. And Clark or Highlands basketball out of bounds. Alex Meyer, right wing beyond three. Get it to Mallett at the block. Turn around, put it up and in. 12 points for Mallett. 45-27, 3 to play in the third. Give it up, Daniels, right wing beyond three between the circles for Hunziker. Now Winters, right wing beyond three. Dribble drive in. Give it to Daniel in the corner to the wing. And his pass almost stolen away. Loose on the floor, picked up by Shin. And Shin the other way with numbers. Has it for McGrew and from the left side. Couldn't get it to go down. Mallett out with a rebound. Drew Mallett will bring it up. Skip pass into the corner for Bringer. And baseline layup would not go down. Whistle and a foul, though. And he'll shoot a pair. Fouls on Zach McGrew. No, 44. Oh, that's Dan. Nope, there it is. Now they changed it. as Owen Burr set to check in. Bringer's free throw goes down. He's got nine. Also into the ball game, the Owen Burr, and back in is Tristan Pitford. McGrew's going to get a breather. And also Hunziker coming out of the ball game. Cameron Bringer, 9, looking for 10. Free throw up. Got it. 10 points for Bringer. A 20-point Highland lead. Winners lost a handle on the basketball, and he's going to be fouled by Mallett. The push. That's 2 on Mallett. And Indians keep the possession. Johnny Shin with it. And his pass poked away and stolen away by Holder. And I think they're going to get Shin for the foul. They do. That's 2 on Johnny Shin. Highland with the basketball and 2:17 to play in the third. Get it in for Meyer. Meyer motors across the timeline. Hands off to Holder between the circles. Holder into the corner for Meyer. Meyer right wing to Holder. Now Bringer into the corner for Gale. The block for Drew Mallett. Works against Daniels. Still with the – and goes up strong. Missed the shot. And high for the rebound. Tried to tie up Owen Burr, and they end up fouling him. This Robert Gale, that's his second, team's third. So Indians with it out of bounds. Full court man-to-man by Highland. Inbounded for Winters. And Winters ahead to Shin. Shin gets it across the timeline, pulls up left wing. Back to Winters in the backcourt, now between the circles to the top of the key. He'll give it up Pitford. And now Johnny Shin thought about the shot. Gage Winters will dribble drive the baseline, miss the shot. Pitford with a rebound, goes back up strong with it. 4 points for Tristan Pitford. An 18-point Highland lead, a minute 26 to play in the third. Meyer in a hurry, now Holder left right wing beyond three for Gale, top of the key. Into the corner for Mallett. Ball fake, dribble drive against Daniels. Missed the shot, drew the foul. And if that's on Drayson Daniel, it is not. It's on Gage Winters, his second. To the free throw line goes Drew Mallett, 12 looking for 13 and 14. Mallett, free throw up. Got it. Lucas Edelman comes into the ball game. Mallett trying to make this a 20-point game again. Free throw up, got them both. 14 points for Drew Mallett. As Edelman across the timeline out, Daniels will try a three-pointer, pin balls out, rebound knocked around, saved inbounds, and ran down by Stutzman. Mallett saved it in. Stutzman got it about half court. And now going for the steal was Owen Burr. That's his first, team seventh. And we're going to shoot one and ones. Highland will be in the bonus the rest of the way. And Robert Gale to the free throw line. Gale looking for his first points of the night. Free throw up. Got it. Robert Gale. 1 looking for 2. 50 to 29. And free throw up. Got them both. 2 points. Robert Gale, he's going to sit down. Into the ball game comes Kyle Benson, a 6-foot senior. And minute 2 to play in the third. A 22-point Highland lead. Indians with a basketball. The whistle on a foul before the shot. It was Gage Winters, dribble drive the left side. I think he was fouled on the floor by Alex Meyer, and that's 3 on Meyer. And coming into the game for Highland, C.J. Eaton, a 5'9 sophomore. So Gage Winters to inbound it. Winters looking, needs some movement. Gets it in for McGrew. McGrew right left wing beyond three between the circles for Owen Burr. Burr dribbles to the right wing. Hands off to Edelman. Edelman, deep three-pointer on the way. Missed it. But right there for the rebound. And the putback was Zach McGrew. He's got four. Stutzman, long pass ahead to Bringer. Bringer takes it right at McGrew off glass. Got it. 12 points for Cameron Bringer. Winner spin dribble. Almost lost a handle on it. He'll get it for Pitford. And a whistle and a foul is going to go against Highland with 20.6 to play in the third. Called the foul on C.J. Eaton. That's his first, team's fifth. Gage Winters with it out of bounds. Gets it in for Lucas Edelman. Edelman between the two circles. And now Owen Burr, dribble drive to the free throw line, lost a handle on it, picked up by Edelman. Edelman into the paint. Partially blocked, picked up by Winters, left wing beyond three. Now McGrew between the circles for Edelman. Edelman dribble drive, layup up, missed it. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Eaton, and that's how we end the third quarter with the score, Highland 53, Clark County 31. Back with the fourth in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Back at Monroe City High School, Class 3 District 6 basketball tournament. Clark County Indian basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. We start the fourth and final quarter. Highland up 22 points, 53-31. And with the basketball, C.J. Eaton along the baseline. Puts it up and in. Highland. At the other end, Gage Winters with a dribble drive to the right block. Hooping the harm, he's going to get the and one. Four for Winters. And he'll step to the free throw line, looking for point number five on the night. Free throw up. Got it. 55-32. Mallet now a little pressure by the Indians. Mallet gets it in for Bringer. Pass. Poked away, picked up by Winters. And actually 55-34 is the score. Winters, long pass ahead and for Owen Burr, and then his pass blocked away by Drew Mallett. Myers comes back into the ball game. Bringer's going to sit down. And Owen Burr will trigger right in front of his own bench. Get it in for Winters. Winters to the top of the key. Dribble drive to the left side of the key. And his pass gets past McGrew. It will go back to Highland. They'll have a little pressure, full court man-to-man pressure from the Indians. Get it into Meyer. Meyer motors past Burr. Meyer to the free throw line. Backs it out. Top of the key. Now Stutzman, right wing beyond three. Give and go to Meyer, and Meyer is going to go back to the free throw line. He's fouled, I think, by Tristan Pitford. Nope. Gage Winters with the personal, and that's three on Gage. Back to the free throw line goes Alex Meyer. Clock stop 7:01 to play. 55-34 Highland. Meyer with 16, looking for 17. Burrito up. Got it. 17 points for Alex Meyer. And it's a 22-point lead for Highland. Meyer, free throw up. Missed it. High for the rebound, Zach McGrew. Looks for an outlet, has winners. Winners, stutter step. Now ahead to Edelman, between the circles for Burr. Burr poked away from him, and he's going to be fouled by Alex Meyer. And I think a frustration foul. I don't know if Meyer got... Well, now, wait a minute. They're calling this on... Oh, they called this on Clark County. Owen Burr picks up the personal. I think... I don't know if Alex Meyer got poked in the eye or what happened. He's or hit the nose. He's kind of rubbing his nose. Two fouls on Burr. And Alex Meyer goes back to the free throw line under 7. Meyer's been just about money from the free throw line. First one up. Got it. 18 points for Alex Meyer. Johnny Shin back into the ball game. Also Hunziker back in the ball game. Meyer. Breathe up. Got them both. 19 points for Alex Meyer. It's 58-34. A 24-point Cougar lead. Johnny Shin across the timeline. Pulls up between the two circles. Now Hunziker on the left side. Skip pass for Edelman. Now pass stolen away by Meyer. Layup up. Got it. 21 points for Alex Meyer. Clark County in a hurry is Pitford. Pulls up left wing beyond three. And now Edelman with it in the backcourt. His pass almost stolen away. And a double dribble by Pitford. So Highland basketball on the turnover out of bounds. It'll be Alex Meyer to trigger. Bringer ahead to Meyer across the timeline. Pulls up right wing. Shifting 2-3 zone defense by the Indians. And somebody new in the ball game, Kyle Benson, a lot new. He's back in the ball game. And now Meyer, dribble drive. Easy lane to the layup. And he's got 23. And it's a 28-point lead. As Shin falls down, is able to get the pass back to Carter Briscoe back in the ball game. Deep three-pointer won't go down. Long rebound ran down by Edelman. And now baseline 10-footer by Edelman is an air ball. And Meyer ahead to Bringer into the corner for Stutzman. Left baseline is Stutzman. He'll bring it back out to the wing. Get it for Meyer. Swing it around for Stenson. And now Eaton with it right wing beyond three. Eaton for Stutzman in the backcourt. He'll take it to the top of the key. Kick it out, Stetson. Now Alex Meyer on the left side. Now Stetson will try a three-pointer. Missed it. And rebound ran down by Lucas Edelman. Picks up his dribble, has Shin in the backcourt. And now a three-pointer from Pitford. Bullseye! Tristan Pitford has 7. Has sent a check in. Number 40, I don't have a number 4. All right. The other end, Stetsman shot from the left block, wouldn't go, but a whistle and a foul on the floor. We have a number 40 checking in. Don't have a 40 in my JV or varsity roster. Back to the free throw line goes Alex Meyer. Hunziker comes out. You know, we started this game. I didn't think there was a chance in heck that we would, well, I shouldn't say anything. Still got just under 5 to play. But I told Mark McVay, in fact, I told you, the listener, before when we, you know, in the pregame, that my charger had gotten chewed up. I didn't realize until I got here and I had about 25% battery on my phone. And I thought we'll just go as long as we can, but we may actually make it through this whole game. Meyer, free throw up and in. He's got 24. 63-37 Highland. Meyer, free throw up. He got them both. 26 points for Alex Meyer. And probably done for the night. He comes out. Curtis Miller comes in, a 6-foot junior, as Johnny Shin across the timeline for Lucas Edelman. And now Mr. 40, dribble drive the baseline. Back to Briscoe, poked away from him out of bounds. It will stay with Clark County. Briscoe to Trigger. Get it in the backcourt, Pitford. Pitford dribble drive to the block. Lost the handle on it. He was guarded by Sterling Lair in the ballgame, a 6-foot junior. Out of bounds, back to Highland. And now Clint Shamley will check in. Also, Caden Hamner will come into the ballgame. Stutzman, left block, now top of the key for Benson. Miller, give it up to Eaton, and Eaton walked with it. So Shamley and Caden Hamner check in. Johnny Shin's going to come out. Also, Carter Briscoe's going to sit down. So Edelman across the timeline. Three-pointer on the way from Hamner goes down. Caden Hamner has 3 points. Under four to play and a steal. This is 40. And, wow! DJ Eaton went up for the block. He was behind. I mean, he got some serious ups, and they got their bodies into each other and came down on his head. It looked like he came down on his head. He's up. He's walking. Going to talk to Coach Brock Butler. Wow, that was scary. Free throw up. Missed it. This is my mysterious number 40 that I don't have in any of my programs. Free throw up. Got that one. 64-41. Highland will lead, and good to see Eaton. And he's going full motor. And he's going to try a three-pointer. Skips across the rim. And out with the rebound is Lucas Edelman. Edelman between the legs, dribbling out between the circles, the big 4-0. For Pitford to the top of the key. Pitford dribbles, drives the left side of the key, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Pitford, 3:30 to play. And now Dennis Dent wants to talk things over. 3:30 to go in the ball game. Highland 64, Clark County 41. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Mark Thomas from C&R Markets, the friendly folks. Where you save every day, the CNR way. And if you don't have a CNR rewards card, well, you should sign up today, where you get thank you points every time you shop at CNR. And for the best eating experience, try our Chairman Reserve Choice Angus Beef for the best beef around. Check out the Pick 5 Meat Program for the best deals in town from everyone at CNR Markets. We hope to see you soon at CNR.
Welcome back, Monroe City High School. A Class 3 District 6 basketball tournament, Clark County Indian basketball on KMEM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. As we come out of the timeout, Highland with it. Inbounds pass poked away, picked up by Eaton. Eaton lost the handle for a second, got it back. He'll jog it across the timeline. Clark County playing man-to-man defense here. For Stutzman on the right wing, between the circles, for Benson. And now Miller between the top of the key. Stutzman right wing beyond three. Gets a pick and whistle on a foul. It's going to be called on Curtis Miller. And wouldn't you know it, we're going to spend the next 3:09. Shoot. Well, nope. That's 18 fouls, but I guess it was a non as Shamley. From the block, turn around, put it up, wouldn't go down. Stutzman with it. And Stutzman will bring it up for the Cougars. He'll give it up to Eaton to the top of the key. Skip pass into the corner for Miller. And now Kyle Benson will skip pass Miller the other side. Three-pointer won't go. High for the rebound is Lucas Edelman. Ahead to Shamley on the right wing. Shamley picks up the dribble. And now Edelman with it. Now deep three-pointer for Clark County. Caden Hefner banks it home. He's got six. I know he didn't call bank on that. Sussman at the other end. And now Miller will try a three-pointer. Missed it. Long rebound ran down by Lucas Edelman. Edelman in a hurry to the right wing. This one, big 4-0 is going to put it up. Missed it. And whistle and a foul. As we got another number I don't have, 52 in the ball game. Don't have it on my JV roster or the varsity roster, but he's at the free throw line. And missed the front end, but big 4-0 with a rebound. Put it up, wouldn't go. And Stutzman out with a rebound. Under two to play. A 20-point Highland lead. Chances are they're going to win their 17th game of the season. The other end, pass poked out of bounds by Lucas Edelman. It will stay with the Cougars. They get it in for Benson. Benson behind the back dribble. And now Curtis Miller on the wing. Back to Benson between the circles. And Miller to Eaton. Eaton dribble drive to the free throw line. Back out for Lair. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Sterling Lair, his first three of the game, 67-44. As Edelman across the timeline picked up by C.J. Eaton. Now my man, 52, with the ball at the top of the key. The big 4-0 on the right wing. Give and go to 52, wouldn't go down. Stutzman with a rebound. Shot from the block wouldn't go down. Stutzman gets the rebound. He has it poked away by Shamley. And now pass stolen away, picked up by the big 4-0 for Shamley. Shamley along the baseline, put it up, got it! Clint Shamley has 2 points. And Eaton with it for the Cougars. And he's going to be fouled by Clint Shamley. His first team's, well, they're in the double bonus. So clock stops with 36.4 to play. And Mark McVay, I think we're actually going to get this whole game in. I never would have bet you that this, with how much battery I had, how much charge I had, since Eaton hits the first, that we would make it to the end. But I think we're going to get there. And let's just hope I don't break down going home with a dead phone. Knock on wood. Eaton hits them both. He's got four. 69-46. Edelman across the timeline for Clark County. Picked up by Eaton. Gets a pick. And now he'll get it to Shamley at the top of the key. Shamley with a dribble. Has the big 4-0 on the right side. 20 seconds to play. Get it to my man, 52. Three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. And C.J. Eaton with the rebound. Eaton in a hurry. Pulls up right wing. Finds Stutzman between the circles, and he's going to back it out into the corner. That's going to do it. Highland's going to survive in advance. A 69-46 win over the Indians here tonight in the district quarterfinals. And I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Welcome back. Monroe City High School Class 3 District 6 Basketball Tournament, Boys Quarterfinals, Clark County Indian Basketball on KMEM. And I wish the news was a little better, but Clark County season comes to an end in district play tonight, a 69-46 loss to the Highland Cougars. Clark County led 8-7 after one. But Highland really turned it on in the second quarter, outscored Clark County 24-12, led 31-20 at the half. They kept pouring it on in the third, outscoring the Indians 22-11 to lead 53-31 after three. In the fourth quarter, mostly played by the bench guys, Highland outscores Clark County 16-15 to win it, 69-46. Highland improves 17-9. They will move on to face Palmyra in district semifinals Thursday at 7:30. Clark County's season comes to an end at 3-22. Highland led in scoring by Alex Myers, 26. Drew Mallett chipped in 14. They got 12 from Cameron Bringer. 6 from Brandon Holden. Robert Gale with 2 points tonight. 4 from C.J. Eden. 4 from Devin Stutzman. And 3 points from Sterling Lair. Clark County led in scoring by Colin Hunzikers, 8. Bowden Klein chipped in 2. They got 5 from Gage Winters. 3 from Carter Briscoe. 4 from Zach McGrew, Connor Pearl with 2, Caden Hamner with 6, Tristan Pitford had 7, 6 from Drayson Daniels, Clint Shamley had a bucket, and there you go. And again, Clark County season ends here at district play. They end their season 3-22, and then we have to do the thing I least like to do when a season ends for a team is say goodbye to the seniors. Only one senior on this Indian squad, and that is Zach McGrew. And I want to wish Zach the very, very best of luck. And we wish you well as you take your next step into the world. And thanks for the memories. That's going to do it for me. I'll be at Queen City on Thursday for the Boys Championship semifinals. And until then, for my producer, Mark McVay, I'm Andy Middleton. Thanks for listening. I'll see you Thursday. This is KMEM Sports. Good night.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.